This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gorgeous. I'm super excited today because I get to bump gums with one of my besties. Hi, Sheesh.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Happy to be here.
It's so crazy. I feel like we've come so far.
I know. We really have. Like, so far.
Have you ever been mad at me for a podcast I've recorded about you? And don't say I wouldn't know because I don't listen, because that's going to hurt my feelings.
No, I have listened to your podcast, as I've told you, because I asked you about certain episodes when you did my podcast. There are things I think more that you've said, not necessarily on yours, but on others. Like, there was something you said on Katie's that I was like, well, you know what, Lala, don't be that person. And I wouldn't have had to open my mouth.
Wait, tell me more. What did I say on
the BravoCon recap?
Yeah.
And Katie said that she didn't like when people who have the window seats like keep the window closed. And you said that you didn't like how I told you to stack your bin at the airport.
No, what?
It was something along those lines.
Was this the most recent BravoCon?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it was like an ick about something that happened BravoCon weekend, or it was like something airplane related. I don't know.
No, I told the story about how you got upset at me because I didn't stack my bins.
That's what it was.
At the airport?
Yes. But I was like, then stack your fucking bin, you know?
I didn't feel like it was that deep.
No.
Yo,
so
some people
didn't stack her bin.
Some people really like to split hairs and make something out of nothing.
And there will be like other things.
The stacking of the bins made me laugh. And no one had raged on me
I was
that
just
week.
Like,
so I was just like, well, I did kind of get... I irked Sheena by my lack of bin stacking abilities. But I just feel like sometimes people at the airport are bored and like they need something to do. So like, stack my bins.
Oh my God.
Don't you think?
That's so funny because every time I've been in the airport with you, you stack your bins.
I told Sheena that.
See, no,
every
time. She like walked away from it and I go, oh, Lala. I go, please don't be that person. She goes, what? And I go, your bin? And she's like, oh, I mean, they're just standing here. And I'm like, they've got other things to do.
Actually, last time we were in the airport, because I remember this, you grabbed mine and stacked mine with yours.
I know. She just catches me on my off days.
Yeah, it was just that. And I was the one who was on the struggle bus that day. She didn't even do anything day three of BravoCon.
Yeah.
I was up till 5 a.m., which, by the way, was my own fault. Mm-mm. But I was up till 5 a.m., then back up in glam at 8 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And then did a full day of press, fan interaction, and then get to the airport with Lala. And
I want to know how you do it, because I have never met anybody who is on the move like you. Never in my life. Like, I will talk to Sheena and try to plan things with her.
Yeah.
And she'll say to me, I'm going to be in San Diego. We're leaving tonight. And then tomorrow we're going to drive to Palm Springs for 2 days. And then we're going to come back to my mom's and get on a flight to Las Vegas. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need a nap just from hearing about your plan.
I know.
Yeah.
How do you have this kind of energy? I want that.
I don't know, because it's not like I drink a ton of caffeine. I mean, right now you offered a cup of coffee and I was like, oh yeah, I didn't have coffee today. Like, it's not like I really run on fumes. I don't know. I think I have a lot that I like to do, and I feel like if I stay still too long, I maybe get too much in my head and I feel like I'm not accomplishing enough. And at least right now between my homes, you know, I just moved from San Diego and I have all of these boxes in Palm Springs in my garage that need to be unpacked. And I don't want to go there for Christmas and look at all these boxes. So I'm like, well, I need to go here for a day and a half to unpack, to then go here. And then we had tickets to go see Aerosmith in Vegas. And then they canceled the rest of their tour. We walked up to the door and they hand us a paper and say it's rescheduled for Monday, but then we didn't even stay and wait till Monday, but then they ended up canceling the rest of their residency for this leg because I guess Steven Tyler was ill. I don't know what kind of illness, but his doctor recommended he call it off.
Aerosmith without Steven Tyler.
Then we're just in Vegas with my family who we just spent several days with and are going to have Christmas and Thanksgiving. It was just like so much. And we're
but
like,
you did get to have sexy time with your man.
We did. We did.
Okay.
Yeah. Can we reverse cowgirl sexy bit.
You did.
I did.
But we'll talk about Will and Elaine's party, your friends who you were so kind to introduce me to. But at this party, Sheena shared a short...
Whoa,
Sheena shared a story.
Sheena shared a
about, I'm always curious to know about couples' sex lives. And not because I need something to flick my bean to, but I've heard when you get into a relationship, and I've also been like this myself, you get into a relationship, you're fucking like jackrabbits. And then just slowly things get normal and you sink into it and you're comfortable. And maybe you decide to watch Netflix rather than, you know, have sex with your partner. You have a baby.
Yeah.
So I asked you this question and you told me about your time in Las Vegas. So please share again.
So I think we've had more sex in Vegas than we have anywhere else since having summer. Like every time we go to Vegas, there's just something about it, whether it's the shower, like some of those showers that have the seat in it, you know,
right?
You can have that space to start with your vibrator while Brock has the water on him. And then it's like, then he gets involved and then turn me around. And it's just, I don't know, I love shower sex. That was the first time we had sex post baby. I love a good shower sex session.
Wow.
So this time around, we were not in one of those type of showers, but we had a nice big bed and my parents had an adjoined room because they always want to get an adjoined room because it is better for the baby to run between the two rooms and have more space and whatnot. But every time we have a family trip to Vegas, I'm like, ugh, so is this going to be a time when I don't have sex? Because my mom's literally in the room attached.
That is so awkward.
No, no, because the first time we did, my mom was also attached, but you find the right time. So I wake up the last morning of our trip. I'm horny. He's horny. And I'm just like, but Summer's in the other room and I can hear her with my parents. And I'm like, I can't do anything about it. But, you know, it's like a little touch. And I'm like, dude, she's going to run in here any second. And then I hear my mom go, we're going to run down and get coffee. I'm going to take Summer. Let me know if you want anything. Just text me. And I'm like, okay.
The champ.
That door closes and I'm like, we're doing this. And I just hopped on, turned it around, and yeah, we went to completion. And thankfully, it was so quick because the coffee line was so long, they turned right back around. But it was the perfect timing that we needed for us both to get off because it does not take us long anymore. No. Not at all. Like, we don't have enough sex that it's like marathon.
Yeah, totally. Well, I was dying because Sheena was like, you know, Brock, it always is like lovemaking.
Okay.
Yeah, always. He needs to be in the mental, emotional, like he wants like our souls to touch. And I'm sometimes like, can you just fuck me?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, like let's doggy style finish on my back because I was terrified of him coming inside me because I'm terrified of getting pregnant again.
Right.
My doctor has assured me my IUD is placed perfectly. There's a 99.9% chance I'm not going to get pregnant.
But you're fixated on the smallest chance.
Yeah, the 0.1. Mm-hmm. You never know. But
You don't.
But if, God forbid, 0.1 happened, that child is going to change this world. If you were able to still get me pregnant on an IUD, then you know what?
That's savage, true. Baby.
Yeah.
So was this then a fucking rather than making love?
It was a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Because it started out with the touching. And I was like, okay, I'm wet and I don't want my own hand here. I want yours. He's got the big hands. I wanted that inside me.
Yes.
But also, my parents and my baby are right next door. So it's like, okay, I'm laying here. I'm horny. I'm wet. You're touching me. But it's like, oh, the baby might run in at any second. So I'm like, we can't.
Yeah.
And right then when they said they were going to get coffee, I was like, hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. Let's do it. We don't know how much time we have. Yeah. They might have forgotten something in the diaper bag and ran back right in. So.
And left Brock with blue balls.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be horrific for him.
And Sheena with blue balls or whatever. The equivalent.
Yeah. Also not fun.
No.
So
good for you guys.
I did it. And it was everything.
As it should. That's what it is. When I find someone who is my person and I'm excited, I really hope that I mentally can make time for that. Because it is so different when you have a child.
Yeah.
I don't want to bang knowing my kid's in the same household.
No. We don't.
I had a hard time having sex knowing that my kid was in the same state.
Yeah.
I took my ass to fucking Havasu.
No, it's so hard. Like, if we're at home, I'm just not horny. At home, like, hardly ever. Because, like, she's there. Okay, she's napping. She might wake up. It's just, I'm too in my head.
Right.
So, there have been, like, those couple times where at my house in Palm Springs, you know, she's on this end. We're maybe outside.
Yeah.
I've had sex in that backyard with Brock. I don't even know how many times. Summer may have been conceived in that backyard. But
who knows?
We have privacy at night because we face a golf course, but at night it's closed. And I have like the high walls and hedges and plants and stuff. So when we're outside and it's just the two of us and the baby's inside, I don't feel like she's there.
Right.
Okay.
But at home, the room down the hallway, I can't do it.
I wonder if that'll change when your babies grow up.
Because I've heard no.
I think it gets harder. Now they can, like, open doors.
See,
them.
I remember growing up and my parents would go, hey, we got to go do the bills or we have to go do the taxes. And we were just like, ugh, because we knew
they'd doing their taxes.
Yes, they'd be up in the room for, like, 45 minutes and then they'd come down and we were like, ugh.
My mom claims that there was a time, and I obviously have blocked this from my memory.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in on my mom and dad having sex and I left crying and ran away. I have zero recollection. My mom remembers it vividly, but clearly I was so traumatized.
Yeah, I would remember that vividly if that happened.
How
old were you? Because why were you crying? You didn't know what was going on?
I'm sure I did know what was going on and I couldn't believe that it was happening.
$0 delivery fees. I bet that made you listen. Yes, I said $0 delivery fees. That's what you get when you Dash Pass by DoorDash. And if you don't know what Dash Pass is, I'm about to change your world. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders, along with members-only deals and discounts. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get food from your favorite restaurants or groceries or whatever else you need delivered right to your front door. DashPass basically pays for itself in two orders on average. Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for just $9.99 per month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, no glue manis, and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
There's this couple, Will and Elaine, who are rich, honey, and they're also very kind and sweet and amazing human beings that, sheesh, you were kind enough to invite me around this group of people. And they also have a baby.
Yeah.
Ocean and Summer's age are around the same age.
Yeah.
So Sheena and I go down with Brittany and Jax to the party I was telling you about, Jess.
Okay.
Fabulous. Fucking fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've been to Oscar parties that were not even close to the caliber of this.
It was insane. And the, like, just amount of wealth. You know, I'm walking around with my fucking little diamond rings from Amazon, and these bitches walking in are decked in like real fucking money.
Yeah.
All right.
It was insane. A ball? Because you were all dressed to gala. The nines. A gala. Yeah. Okay.
It was a gala. And like, no shade to our group of friends, but let's be real. Like, without Will and Elaine, like, you ain't having a gala. I'm certainly not having a gala in my 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom apartment.
No.
You know? Like, I hope one day, I like to think, like, when I get into my 40s or 50s, we'll be having galas. But my lazy ass, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was really excited to get all dressed up and get glammed. And it was like mom's night out, right? Mm-hmm. I asked Jax where Brittany is. It's literally 9:15. He's like, she's in the casita. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go check on her. She's probably fixing her makeup. I should do that, too, because there was a very hot man there. Sheena saw him.
Yes.
A big motherfucker. Uh-huh. About to climb that like a tree. So I go in. I hope I do too. I deserve that. But I go into the casita and Brittany is like, she's done. She is like, are you ready to go
home? She's just sleepy. She's ready to go.
Yeah. And I'm like,
mind you, they got to the party an hour late and are now leaving just 2 hours later.
Yeah, no, it was definitely not a good move.
Is this like 9 p.m.?
9:30. Yes. It was 9:30. We got there at like 7:15.
Okay. Yeah. And it started at 6, so they're already late.
Already late.
We're already late, which was not the plan. Traffic was crazy. I won't bore you guys with that story. So I'm like, yeah, if you're ready to go, we can go. I take my gown off. She takes hers off. I'm in my Give Them Lala skin, which you can purchase on givethemlala.com.
Yep.
Your robe.
Get that. Give them robe.
And she puts her like Kentucky sweats on. Sheena comes up and I can hear her, right? So I'm like, oh, this is going to be so funny. So I start recording. I start recording because I'm like, this is going to be an Instagrammable moment. Yeah. And I get little content. So like, this is going to get a lot of views.
Yeah.
Sheena goes, what are you guys doing? I'm like, we're getting cozy. I think we're going to go. And she's like, are you kidding me?
I was like, no, really. What the fuck are you doing?
And then I see that she is actually upset. So I like slowly lower my phone and turn it off and put it on the bedside table. Sheena was literally ready to assassinate both of us. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can see why, though.
Yeah.
But like, I get it. You're there with your friend. What was your mindset?
Well, I told Sheena because Sheena's my little dove, right? So I have to disarm her because she's a little dove until she ain't playing anymore, right? So without lying, because I very well could have just placed all the blame on Brittany, but I felt bad about that. So I told Sheena, I was like, here's the deal, dude. Like, you got to understand, I could be at the Obama's house. And if someone says to me, do you want to go home? I immediately go into home means a bathtub, sweatpants, bed, and housewives. Yes, that's where I want to be.
Right.
So yes. I did disarm her. Brittany did not come back to the party.
She slept. She took a nap.
She took a little snoozle. Yep.
Cool. Which, good for her.
That bed, though, 5-star.
I know.
I was ready to crawl in there, too.
That's my new third home. We don't have San Diego, but we have the Casita at Will and Elaine's.
Yes. And just for people like me, Casita is a guest house?
Guest house. Okay, like okay, a two-story okay. guest house, a little mini kitchen,
it's as
living
big as
room.
My apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so ridiculous. It's like a giant. No,
it's ridiculous. And this home is like Kobe Bryant type shit, okay?
Oh, my God.
You walk out and it's nothing is obstructing your view of the ocean. Nothing. Yeah. Not a thing. Maybe this tiny little cliff that also has a home on it. But that's stunning, too. So that isn't an obstruction. But literally, there's nothing but ocean. Yeah. It is gorgeous. So the point of this story is, in that moment, Sheena and I have yet again managed to not have a falling out over something.
Yeah.
And I think that that deserves a moment.
What was your mindset, Sheena, when you walked in and you saw them?
There were not even maybe 100 people at this event. It was very obvious if someone was missing. Yeah. Hence how I even found them, because about 20 minutes went by and I was like, where are my friends?
I didn't even think you'd notice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I noticed. Elaine noticed. Everyone notices.
So it's not packed to the gills. It's
no.
Like, okay, okay.
No. Also, it would have been even more spread out, but it started raining. And so half of the party had to be kind of shut off because the whole glass mirrored dance floor is now wet.
Right.
So that part of the party is shut off. Everyone's upstairs. So you can literally see everyone in one place.
Okay.
And so it wasn't like, oh, they're probably downstairs. You know, Brittany's maybe at that bar over there. Lala's maybe talking to this guy at the pasta station. No, I look around. I'm like, where's my friends? So I'm like, they're probably just touching up or something. I'm going to go check on them. And when I get to the room and I see them, and so I'm like, no, no, no. It is not 11 p.m.
Right.
You have Lisa watching Cruz.
Oh, yeah. My mom watched Cruz.
I'm like, you have a perfectly capable babysitter right now.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about, I mean, you always worry about Ocean, but you know, it's not like I need to get home because my baby is sick. I'm like, so we only got Cruz and we got Cruz in the best hands right now. Yeah. So is there something that happened? Because like, why are you in your pajamas at 9 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
And I know how much time and money and effort Will and Elaine have put into this gala. They have been so nice and generous opening up their home to my friends, because they're new friends of mine too. I've known them like about 2 years now.
Okay.
But we are newer friends. Mm-hmm. And so over the past year, they've invited all of my friends on their yacht. They've invited them to dinner parties at their home. And on Halloween specifically, Jax didn't show up at all because he was hungover when he hosted a Halloween party the night before that Will and Elaine drove all the way from Newport to Valley Village to attend. He then went to bed early, was like rude to everyone, was like, get out of my house. I'm over the party. And Will and Elaine were like,
oh, really? I must have left before he got snobby.
Yeah. So they feel so uncomfortable. They're like, you're a terrible host. You invited us into your house and then you're like, okay, leave. Yeah. Everyone leave. Goes up to bed. And so then on Halloween, a party that we've had planned for way longer than Jax and Brittany had their house party planned, Jax just doesn't show up. And now this is a sit down, 12 person, intimate dinner.
Like name tags
planned
and everything.
To the T.
What is the Halloween
the
one?
The Halloween
okay.
one.
Okay.
So Jax doesn't show
up. I was invited, but I couldn't attend.
Okay.
Yeah. She had a previous
okay,
engagement.
And Jax and Britt don't show up or just Jax?
Just Jax.
Okay.
Britt almost turns around when she's driving there. She was like, I have anxiety. I'm driving by myself a cruise. Like, it's so far. Like, I think I'm just going to turn around. Like, Jax this. And I was like, oh, my God. No, no, no. You can't. Like, I cannot introduce my friends into this group. And then they're the ones just not showing up.
Right.
So I'm like, Brittany, please. It's going to be fine. Like, we're all here to help you with cruise. Like, so she comes. Kristen and her... Is that her boyfriend now? I don't know.
It's called her Luke.
Okay. Kristen and Luke show up and we have this amazing sit down dinner, like 5-star dinner. Right after the food is done, Brittany's like, all right, I'm going to take Cruz home. Kristen's like, all right, we're going to leave. And Elaine's like, cool. Thanks for using me for my food. It was just like everyone just showed up to eat and then left.
They literally served soup in little tiny pumpkins.
It was incredible.
So chic. So they're like, they're 5-star hosts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
The
like,
best.
At the gala, the Christmas gala, there was this wall that was like greenery, right? And there was a bell that said ring for champagne. And when you ring it, three little Grinch hands poke out with champagne for you.
Yeah.
Well, Jax didn't realize that
hands come through the wall.
Yeah.
So he turns, knocks that one down. Turns again, knocks the other one down. Turns again, knocks the other one down. He's like, what's going on? So there's a broken glass everywhere.
Oh, no. Yeah. Are they ones to be like, what the fuck? Are they
no, okay? They're, no, okay. They're okay. So chill. There was broken glass everywhere that night. Some of it ended up in Brock's foot. But, I mean, they had like...
From the girl who fell?
I think so.
There was a girl who... And she wasn't drunk.
No.
I think she just didn't see the step. Obviously, she didn't see the step. Yeah. Or else this wouldn't have happened. But there were these, like, giant glass jars with candles in them. Lit. Okay? Yeah. And I kept thinking, yeah, one wrong move, someone's lighting on fire, right?
Yeah.
She falls back onto them. Like, on her back.
Four of them. Like, massive candle things.
No.
Massive.
Broken glass everywhere. I'm just happy that it was, like, salt inside. So, like, the flame quickly went out.
Yeah.
Because... I get nervous about people lighting on fire. I'm traumatized from my grandfather.
Bob.
Yes.
Bob was on fire.
Yes. So there were a lot of people. And that's why when Brittany was like, I'm just feeling like I want to like mellow out for a sec. I'm like, I think you might be in great company because I think a lot of people are like mellowing out. Not because they want to be, just because they're like falling to the ground and not getting up.
That poor girl. And I thought, because you told me that story and I figured like, yeah, but no one's going to see because I just assumed was shoulder to shoulder.
Everyone saw.
But Sheena and I looked at each other and we both decided we're not going to ask her if she's okay.
No. Because at that point, don't bring attention to it. She's already embarrassed enough.
Exactly.
When you saw everyone roll up on her, like, are you okay?
No.
I saw it. It was really bad.
No. I would have started crying. If I fell and people came up to me and were like, were you okay? Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
same.
I was checking in just like from a distance later at night. And like she had a little scrape on the back of her arm, but she had a great time. She didn't leave and she seemed fine.
Good. Really quick.
Back, she seemed fine.
Back to the, because I want to know, back to the Britt and Jax thing.
Okay.
Is this something you told me about Halloween and they kind of left? But obviously, these host friends of yours, Elaine and
Will,
that hasn't hurt them too bad because they keep inviting them back, right?
So, after Jax doesn't show up, he has the audacity to, after he gets his veneer surgery, still ask Will if he could stay at his house to recover because he was in Newport Beach. So Elaine and I were pissed at Jax because there was no reason that he didn't show up other than he just didn't want to. And it was just so annoying. So I text or Brock, Elaine, Will, and I, we all have a group chat. And Brock said something in the group chat because Jax was on a live, as he does, and he's in their house. And I was like, oh my God, they still let him stay there. And so Brock says in the group chat, he's like, wow, you guys are saints. Like, you let Jax stay with you even after he blew you off, like earlier this week, same week. And Will was like, yeah, you know, never leave a man behind. And Elaine goes, I'm sorry, what, honey? He's in our house? And I was like, oh, she's not home. She was at an event. And she's like, oh, no. Hell no. I'm kicking him out when I get home.
Oh, no. Did she?
No. She's like, I'm either kicking him out or I'm going to go video him and I'm going to go live when he's sleeping.
So did she?
I don't think she ended up doing it. But I know at the end of the day, it's Jax. And we accept him for who he is. Will and Elaine have learned that, but she's like, okay, fine, you can stay. I mean, he was so drugged up. He's recovering from all of his teeth getting done.
They look fabulous.
They look so good.
They look
Didn't
so
he have
good.
Great teeth anyway? So they're even better now.
Yeah, they're even better.
Okay.
Yeah, he's always had a cute smile.
Yeah.
But like his teeth look amazing. You know when some people get their teeth done, it's like,
so clear.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
They look great. Obviously, you guys had a fun time. Were you happy that Sheena said, no, get your dress back on?
Yes, because then I got to talk to the hot mans.
Yes.
See, that wouldn't have happened otherwise.
Exactly. True. And I just knew after how Halloween went, I just know Elaine puts her heart and soul into every party she plans. So meticulous, down to every single detail.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like
Inviting my friends into her life and inviting them to now another event, letting Jax stay there again. I was just like, you guys, come on, please don't be like, I don't want her to think all of my friends just show up to eat her food or just show up to get dressed up, take a few pictures and then bounce.
Totally.
Like, I don't want that to be the look of my friends.
Right.
And I'm glad you said something. And like, because you know me, Sheesh. Like, if I have the option to stay home or go out, more times than not, I'm going to choose staying home. And I don't know why I'm like that.
I think the older we get, though, too, and we are moms now, our priorities change.
And I understand that.
But my child wasn't with me. Like, there was no reason why I couldn't, like, rock it until the wheels were about to fall off.
I mean, I agree. I'm just trying to.
No, so I'm glad I get it in other circumstances as well.
Yes, I know you do. Like, when I have Ocean, then it's obviously a completely different situation. Yeah. To be honest, I probably wouldn't have gone. Mm. Or I would have asked Will and Elaine, like, do you mind if my mom comes with my
Yeah, baby? And they have a crib in the casita for us. Yeah. Like, the house is good for babies.
Yeah, no, it's because they have a baby Ocean's age and Summer's age. Mm-hmm. So I was glad that you, like, had me pull it together, because I don't want, and this is such a morbid thought, I don't want at the end of my lifetime to be like, why did I always choose to, like, stay in?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I go out and, like, live my life? Even when I get to be, like, I mean, these women these days are making 40 and 50 look real fucking good and fun. So, like, I don't think that's, but when I do think about things like that, where I'm not going to be this version forever, and I'm going to have things that come into play that are intense, and your body changes, like, your body ain't going to be hitting like you're 20 or 30 mm-hmm. anymore. And when you're 50, it ain't going to be hitting like it's 40. Like, no matter what, there's always going to be, it's different than it used to be. So I have to get out and, like, be a person now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for making me put my gown back on.
No, I was like, okay, look, Brittany, I understood. She struggles with anxiety as I do. I mean, most people I know do. Mm-hmm. But I think she just kind of felt out of place. Someone had accidentally bumped into her and she took it personally. And I understood that she wasn't ready to come back in. And I was like, look, that's okay. But Lala, you don't have a fucking excuse. Put your dress back
no,
on.
No, I felt hot.
I'm tying you in. You look so damn good. There's a sexy man down there wanting to talk to you, asking where you went. Get your fucking ass down there.
And he was big as fuck.
Yeah, he's a fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you what I learned about him?
What?
That if he gets into a fight, I don't know if I told you this, Sheesh. If he gets into a fight, it automatically is assault with a deadly weapon. Because
because his fists are
considered weapons. Mm-hmm.
Because he's a fighter.
Yes.
And when you say fighter, you obviously mean professional.
Like MMA fighter. Or does boxing and stuff.
Oh my god, you guys, I'm looking at a picture. Woo, he's got the tattoos too.
You gotta have tattoos.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe one day the listeners will find out who this is. Oh my god.
Yeah,
damn.
No, when you are a professional fighter, you have to register your fists as a weapon.
That is very crazy and extremely sexy to me.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Yeah.
He's got those tattoos though.
I know.
Damn.
Yeah, but what I did learn is that he has a pet tarantula.
Oh yeah.
And that.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I already told him that, like, squash bugs. I don't let him kick it with me while I'm watching Netflix. I wouldn't even squash that thing. It's huge.
Huge. And doesn't he feed, like, what are they called?
Like worms? Maggots or something.
Ew. Maggots to it.
Yeah, I watched an Instagram.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I'm super excited for two reasons. On February 22nd, Sheena and I are hosting a Shopify pop-up for Viva Verano Lashes.
Yes.
Words are so hard for me today.
I know. It's the alliteration. It's okay.
No, but the name is fantastic. Thanks. I was there when you decided on it.
Yeah.
And give them Lala. And we're collabing. And it's also going to be a watch party as well. Because the season starts February 8th. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. Here's the thing. I go into almost every season before we start filming with a lot of anxiety, but then I get through it and then I get so excited for it to air. But then sometimes when it airs and then you see the edit, then I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have been excited.
I know.
So, but I mean, The thing is, I do feel like this past season, I think I did my best job living my truth and speaking my mind more than I did in the past. I felt not as afraid to not even fight with someone, but I didn't want to just give in and kiss ass like I normally do. Like, if I'm fighting with anyone, I will just apologize for even more than I'm actually sorry for, to get that friendship back, to have them not be mad at me. I'm just like, look, like, I totally understand where you're coming from. Your feelings are valid. I'm so sorry for that. I'll do better. I will do better.
Right.
And this year was the first year I was like, no. No, I've done this for 10, 12 years now, and I'm done. If this person wants to make amends with me, if this person wants to have a conversation with me, I will always and forever be open to that, because I can forgive someone for pretty much anything.
That's very true.
But at the end of the day, I'm done being the bigger person in certain situations. I'm done apologizing if I'm not sorry. Mm. I will always see the other person's point of view, and I will be sorry if their feelings are hurt based on my actions, but there's not much more I can apologize for.
So do you mean like you will apologize if there's a conversation that's being had that's productive and you can apologize for your part and it's kind of a meeting of the minds,
yeah,
rather than like just to get the friendship back on track, I'll just bite the bullet, apologize just to like get the dark cloud away?
Yeah, totally. And I feel like in the past, I've, with several people, just even apologized for something that I don't even think I need to apologize for, but I know that's what they want to hear, and I want to get the friendship back. So I'm like, okay, it's fine. I'll just say this because their feelings are valid, and I do believe that. But at the same time, it's frustrating for me because I'm like, well, now you're saying like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like with Charlie last season, I watched myself apologize. I'm like, I already said sorry for what I was really sorry for, but then I was just like, no, 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 I will be better. I will be a better friend. And I was like, I don't need to keep trying that hard.
Yeah.
I always see someone's side. I understand their feelings. And if I have personally hurt someone's feelings, for that, I am sorry, because those feelings are valid. But I can just only apologize so far. Mm-hmm. And
well, then it's you get on the ride. I call it the ride, the Vanderpump Rules ride, where it's like a fucking hamster wheel. And you're like,
yeah,
I cannot talk about this,
yeah,
one more fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, we've been there. We've done that. I've apologized. If it's brought up again, like, this is on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my conscience is clear. I, yeah, cannot keep rehashing it. I definitely sensed that from you this season.
Yeah.
Because there were many times where you and I, not many, but we still had our moments, mm-hmm, of I don't agree with anything that you're saying,
mm-hmm,
and you didn't agree with anything I was saying, but we had the common ground, which is what last year we were really trying to figure out. And, mm-hmm, once we got there, we fucked up.
Yeah.
Again. Well, I may have fucked up again. My delivery always doesn't come in the prettiest package. But I'm working on that.
Yes.
And I did sense that from you, where it was like, I'm not going to be this version of myself. Like, I am someone's wife, I'm someone's mom, and I have shit that I gotta get done.
Yeah.
I can't keep harboring these feelings.
Yeah, and I feel like certain people in our group don't understand when our priorities are things that they don't have as theirs. You know, like us being a mom, that's priority number one. So it's no offense to anyone who doesn't have a kid, but it's just like this bullshit fight that we're talking about is so petty and so unimportant compared to what you have going on in your life. You know, it's like there's just things that don't matter. And I have always tried to fix every little thing because I'm like, no, 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 I need to say sorry for this because this matters and this and this and this.
I can understand where you're coming from. And back to the mom thing, there's stuff that you guys will obviously see play out this season, but, and I won't give too much away, but there was a thing that we were filming and I brought up, you know, being a mom. And this person said back to me, like, you bring up being a mom when it has nothing to do with the conversation. And this person obviously is not a parent. And I was about to black out and choke him out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. But I was like, I don't think you understand what it's like to be a parent. Every single thing I do,
mm-hmm,
it has to do with being a parent. Mm-hmm. Every move I make, you could be talking about the sun, moon, and the stars. That has to do with me being a parent.
Yeah.
You could be talking about how you walked and tripped today. That has to do with me being a fucking parent, okay? You'll never get it unless you're a parent. So back the fuck off.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I totally understand what you mean by saying, like, this is not important to me.
Yeah.
I will care just because, you know, that's what a human being does. Mm-hmm. But I certainly am not going to sit in the shit.
Yeah. And that was one of the things this summer. I was like, look, I'll apologize if something that was said, you took the wrong way or hurt your feelings on my podcast. But I will not apologize for doing my job, because doing this job provides a life for my daughter. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to being a parent. So having this person on my podcast was a great fucking episode. A lot of people liked it. A lot of people related to it. Company was happy. The advertisers were happy. I'm not going to apologize for that, you know? But sorry that that question I asked hurt your feelings. For that one thing, I'm sorry. The rest of it, no. And also, thanks for the download.
Do you think when this airs, you've conquered the art of, not saying you haven't already, but do you feel like you've conquered that art of, like, reality versus reality? Where, like, when it airs and you know that there's people who are going to be ride or die for you, but also people that turn on you, people who haven't liked you from the beginning, just like the way reality TV goes mm-hmm. down. Are you able to separate the two?
I hope so.
Real versus real.
I mean, that's always the goal, but yeah. It just depends what the situation is, I think. When it comes to some of the girls on the show and that shit, there's always going to be team you or team me. You know, there's always going to be the people who side with the bitch and the people who side with the nice girl. And it's always going to be like that. You can't always win everyone over. But I think as long as I'm doing my best job, living my truth and speaking my mind, then that's all I really can do.
Yeah. And what's hard too, that people don't realize, is like, we're going to be seeing it for the first time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why reunions get so heated.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could be having the best conversation. Like, me and Sheesh could be totally vibing, and then they cut to my interview and I could be saying something fucked up about it. She's not going to see that until she watches it. So by the time we get to reunion, we're all like putting our war paint on.
Oh, yeah. And you have to binge like 5 episodes the night before the reunion.
Oh, so you're hyped.
Amped up. Hence Brock last season.
Oh, is that what happened?
He was on one because he saw 5 episodes of you saying shit about him the night before.
Not good.
But forgot all of the progress you guys made up until the night before. And so then I was just like, honey, like, we're good with Lala now. But he had just seen all of the things that happened before we were good with Lala.
You know what, though? I felt like it was fine. And Brock and I have spoken about this. Again, like, you and I are similar in the sense where, like, I shake shit off.
Yeah.
Like, I get over things pretty quickly and I forgive and forget.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forget why we were fighting or whatever you've done to me in the past. But because there was a delay, because I was on Zoom last year, there were things I wasn't hearing him say
mm-hmm.
that maybe if I would have, because I was on 10 that day and hypersensitive and emotional, I may have said things that maybe I would have regretted. So it was just like the perfect day, right?
But as a viewer, I like, and I know maybe it's not great for y'all's mental health, so I don't know where I sit. I just know as a viewer, I don't see the behind the scenes progress. So I then appreciate if you're coming to the reunion and all of a sudden you're nice and I'm like, wait a second, I just watched this. Why are you guys like best friends now? I do want to hear how, if you are, I would want to hear how you got there. You know what I'm saying?
Like how you step back into a place that's like not,
maybe not
happy, go lucky.
Well, yeah, maybe not being at each other's throats. But I also, if I'm watching a show and like you're saying shit about Brock and Brock is yelling at you, whatever, and then the reunion comes and all of a sudden you're like, no, it's a misunderstanding. I'm like, oh, interesting. I kind of want to hear, you know what I'm saying? I want to hear more about, like, okay, you guys are obviously friends now, so now you have to catch me up. What'd you do behind the scenes? Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
When you watch Housewives.
That's why I feel like reality TV is an art and not everyone can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really do have to click into that moment again.
It's not about where you are right now.
Yeah.
It's about the time that you were filming and where you were at in that space. So Sheena and I could be great. And then we got to hash out something that we've completely moved on from.
Mm-hmm.
But because we just watched it, it feels like it just happened.
Yeah.
So it takes its toll on your mental state.
Totally. And even when we do interviews, it's not like they're playing back the episode for us to watch. We just have to get ourselves back in that mind frame of how was I feeling this day? Because we're great now, but 6 months ago when this scene was filmed, you know, I have to go back to how I'm feeling in that moment because we don't do interviews live on the spot. Sometimes they are several months later.
Interviews are really, really fucking hard. But it is like, we're like fine-tuned machines, right?
Yeah.
When you see a fantastic reality TV personality and you're like, that's who they are and they're just crazy, it's like, give them more credit than that.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to see you get onto TV and be interesting enough for me to give a fuck about you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I give a fuck about everyone. But I'm just saying, keep me into a story for an hour.
Yeah. Well, that's why so many fail. And that's why you guys are on season 10.
This is just an episode of me tooting every person on Vanderpump Rules' horn. Even if I don't fuck with you, I'm like, 10 seasons, bitch.
Yeah.
You did that, sheesh.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The first, so the intro to Vanderpump Rules, a new series, is you and Brandi Glanville.
Yeah. It's so nuts.
Oh my God.
Like, I know.
Sometimes I wonder how the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills felt about one of their episodes just being like
totally hijacked.
Hijacked by Vanderpump Rules.
I don't think they were happy.
Well, how? Why would you?
You know, because it was like, oh, now Lisa Vanderpump, two seasons in, is getting her own spinoff. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you guys should hire crazy bitches.
Yeah.
And we'd give you one, too.
Yeah. Have a more entertaining stuff.
No, for real.
Yeah.
So what was the best part? I already know this answer, but I want you to tell me the best part of season 10. That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. And the most difficult of season 10.
The best was definitely our trip in Mexico. The wedding was the best thing. I mean, seeing my daughter as my little flower girl and walking down the aisle to a fucking rainbow, I'll cry, coming out of the sky. It was the best. Like, money can't buy that. And I was walking down to somewhere over the rainbow. It was just a magical moment that could never be recreated that I am so excited to watch back. That was by far the best. On the opposite,
I feel like you had a pretty five-star season.
I think I felt like I really lived my truth this season, and I felt like I just tried to give a little less fucks than normal, because normal me probably would have low-key begged to come on that girls' trip. I would have apologized for something I wasn't fully sorry for to get the invite on that girls' trip. But this time I was like, if I have the option, like you, stay home, go on a girls' trip with some of the girls who are going on that trip, I want to fucking stay home with my baby. I would not have wanted to. But you never want to be left out. You always want to be included. And 9 seasons of Sheena would have apologized to get the invite for that trip. And so I feel like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, actually.
I think that's a great response.
But
because I don't, I just don't, I can't think of anything this season that was like really hard for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard, obviously, with you and Raquel not getting along, because these are two of my best friends not getting along. And I've had that in the past with Ariana and other friends. And so that's always hard when I'm in that position in the middle, because I'm like, look, I see what you're saying. I see where you're coming from. I understand both sides. I'm not going to pick a side. But I think that was probably the most difficult thing for me. But also, it wasn't that difficult because we get it. And you know, you're never going to make me choose.
No, but I don't think Raquel would ever make you choose either.
No, and she wouldn't.
Yeah.
It sounds like there was a girls' trip and there was some drama and you not going. So
I was not invited.
Okay, so we're going to see that. Mm-hmm. There was some drama.
It was probably a good thing that you weren't invited.
Oh, for sure. When I heard how that trip went, I was like, thank God.
Because I wasn't there. So on 10 that trip,
yeah,
that had you made one wrong move, I think we would have blown up the progress that we had made.
Yeah.
Just because I wasn't in my, I was out for fucking blood.
Yeah.
So there's
I'm so excited for the season. Every time I hear about it, I'm like, oh my God. 10 is just a big number in general. Mm-hmm. It's like two digits. It's like, this is an iconic season.
It really is. As someone who loves reality TV, I am very excited for the season as a viewer and very fucking proud of like every single person on the cast for being vulnerable, open with their lives. It was absolutely amazing.
We really crushed it. Every single person. It's like, I don't care if I don't like this person or that person. Together, we have built something that is so iconic. Like nowadays, to start a new show with a new cast, you know, they don't hit the way that they used to. And the fact that 10 years later, we're still on air and we're still doing this and people still give a fuck is so incredible. And like, we're just so blessed and thankful to all of the people who watch the show, listen to our podcast, watch my vlogs, buy our products. You know, I mean, it's crazy that we get to be us and make a living from it.
I know. We're able to provide for our kids because of you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Where can people find you, babe?
Everything is at Sheena, S-C-H-E-A-N-A, and you can get my awesome lashes at VivaVeronoLashes.com.
They are the best, and you guys just put it on your calendars because February 22nd, I'll post everything on socials, but mark it that you're busy that day because myself, Sheena, and also Christina Kelly will be having a Shopify pop-up / watch party of Vanderpump Rules. We will be there and we cannot wait to see you.
In LA.
In LA. There we go. That's important. Downtown LA. I love you guys so much and I will catch you next week.
Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.